God told me when we was in the Buffalo River that this was going to be a special visit tonight, Pastor.
Yes.
And he's right. Special means unordinary. Unordinarily, tonight is a special night. Ordinarily, we wouldn't be gathered here tonight. But God is amazing.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And he said, tonight's a special visit. Ordinarily, you wouldn't find a ministry, a church where pastors raise up people. Pastor, I love you so much. I thank you. God, I love her so much. I thank you, Jesus. Ordinarily, you wouldn't find a place where there's an army dressed for battle. These people give their lives on these instruments and inviting people. And all of you are so amazing. Elder Sonia, Elder Carl, I love y'all. Hey, it's good to see you. Marvin, all of y'all. Brother Steve, and I want to say thank you, a special thank you. Well, God is amazing. And it's amazing to me that he even uses me. Thank you. Whew. The word tonight is amazing. If I can ever just get it out. But I don't care. I'm lost in Jesus, and I don't want to come out. I've been in this old world a long time, Pastor, and it's okay to get lost in the Holy Ghost. For days, I'd be at work at my desk and needing to think about important stuff and almost fall out of my chair. It's good. It was good. That's Jesus. Woo! The power of the Holy Ghost. Woo! It's a special night and a special season because God's pouring out a special revival in this city. We've come. He said we're taking this city. We're taking this city for Jesus. Every demon has to bow. Satan has to loose his hold. Every fear has to back up in the name above every name. Thank you, Jesus. Our God is a God of war. Yay! And there's a war for this city. God said there's a war for this city. And the war is with the saints. Come on. We're finna go deep here in a minute. It's finna get real good. Woo. He said the war's with the saints, the lost, the sinners, the drunks, the ungodly. They're just doing their thing. They're doing what's in them. Ain't nothing wrong with them. God said, ain't nothing wrong with those folks. It's us folks. Woo! God said, the war is with the saints. Jesus said, tonight is a special visit. God is the host of the Israeli army. That means he's the commander. And from time to time, the commander-in-chief will drop in on soldiers unannounced. He comes in unannounced for an inspection. Woo. He says in Romans 14:12 that everyone is going to give an account. Every one of us are going to stand before Jesus. And we're going to have to give an account. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And he said, tonight, it's a special visit. See, some church folks are struggling. They struggle with what Jesus says. It's the Christian folks that struggle. The saved people struggle with what God says. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Even if it's hard. Even if you don't feel good. He said, we've got power over all the enemy. All the time. And so there's a struggle. And I want to, there's a passage of scripture that God gave me that shows this struggle. Yay. It's in Mark chapter 6. It's in Mark chapter 6 and verse 45. And I'm going to read this passage to you. It's amazing what God will show you in his word. Amen. Well, this is where they just got through feeding the 5,000. They just got done working a mighty miracle. And Jesus used the disciples to help him feed these 5,000 from just a couple of fish and a piece of bread. You ever seen God move? Ever seen mighty move of God and him at these altars and moving people, and later on in a week, I'm back asleep. Well, Jesus just got done feeding them, and he said, verse 45, boy, he said, and straight away he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida. While he sent the people away. Boy, this is good now. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw them toiling. Say toiling. Toiling and rowing. He saw them while they was rowing. They were struggling. All right. Whew. Y'all get ready now. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them walking upon the sea. And he was going to pass right by them. Boy, that'd be so embarrassing. Jesus passed by the saved folks. The saved folks don't even recognize him when he's walking on water. Hey, he's stepping out, walking, coming in an unusual way. And they, woo, he was going to pass right by them, Pastor. He has come to this city. How many times, Pastor? And he had to walk on by. But glory be to God that he raised up a mantle in this place that can recognize the Holy Ghost. If he's walking on water, yeah. Or if he's in a Cadillac. And these disciples still had some religious sides to them. Woo! You know how many churches are in this city? They've got some religious sides to them. And God has been trying to pour out his spirit, Holly. Yes, he has. Yeah! just couldn't see it, Pastor. He said, if you can't see me, I'm going to keep going. If you don't recognize me, I'm going to walk right on by. Yeah! Hey, I saved you. I called you out of darkness, but you don't even know who I am. Woo! Why should I stop? Why are you struggling? Yeah! Struggling to fill up their church. Struggling to get people to come to Sunday school. And here comes the Holy Ghost. He's walking on water, kind of in an unusual way. And they still couldn't see him. Woo! It's going to get good in a minute. They couldn't see him. Well, but when they did see something coming toward them, they supposed it was a ghost, and they cried out. The move of God has been in this land before. People said, it's a ghost. Ghost ain't real. That ain't God. All that hollering, all that shaking, all them folks getting rid of drugs. That ain't God. Them people getting free. Those people don't cuss no more. All that praying all night long up there praying in tongues. That's a ghost. Getting the captive set free, pulling down strongholds. That ain't God. They said it was a ghost, Brother Casey. But glory be to God. Somebody, woo, recognized and said, that's Jesus. That's Jesus. Amen. That's Jesus all day long. When the blind can see and the deaf can hear and the lame can walk and the man quits beating his wife and the wife starts loving her husband, woo, that's God all day long. All day long. When you start being honest and you quit being mean, quit turning up your nose because that ain't your church over there. That's God all day long. That ain't no ghost. Jesus said there's a war for this city. And the war's with the same folks. They can't see where God is. Because they won't get lost. They're afraid to shake a little bit. They're afraid to come undone a little bit, Brother Carl. I don't care. I come undone in some bars down in Bastrop. I come undone on some back roads with a cup full of devils. I did. I done come undone all over this town. But not for Jesus. So why do I care what you think if I'm shaking just a little bit? Yeah, come on. Jesus said, I'm looking for some folks that they act like they really into me. You know, that they like the same things I like. He said, the war's with the saints. Ooh, Jesus. No wonder the Holy Ghost been so strong. Ooh, Pastor. All right. Hey, and they all saw him, and they were troubled. All the church folks done seen the move of God around this place, and they were troubled. They got a problem with this. They got a problem with that, Pastor. They were troubled that God might come bust them up a little bit. They were troubled. They're going to have to get some sin out their life. Woo! Yeah, they was troubled. They're going to have to get some sin out because the Holy Ghost is going to come up in there and bust them up. Woo! Yeah, they were troubled. Oh, God, what's it going to cost me? Oh, God, what I got to give up? Oh, God, you mean I got to turn the internet off, God? Oh, I got to pray. I got to do this and that. I'm in trouble with this move of God. I think it's a ghost. I'm going to tell everybody it's a ghost. Maybe it'll dry up, move away. That ain't real. But I'm telling you, there's some folks in this place tonight. They done tasted and seen that the Lord is good. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Fighting the Holy Ghost the whole time. Look here. Man, he done died on the cross, and here he comes back. You know, he's walking on the water, coming through the town, trying to help people. Got a problem, Pastor. Whew. All right. Got to move on. But they were all sorry and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them. Even though he had a problem, there was prophets in the land that was rising up in the noonday, in the midnight hour, and they were talking. He was talking to them. He's been talking to this city for a long time, Sister Cindy. Brother Allen, how long has God been talking to this city? Talking to some religious folks. Religion is hanging around the cross, way back here. Whew. And that's the cross. That's religion. You know him? That's what they did when Jesus got crucified. Them disciples that had that religion in them backed up. They was whispering, I don't really know who that is. Be glad when he comes down, this is over. They ain't got to identify with this. He was talking to them. He said, if my people, who's called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, I will hear from heaven and I will heal your land. He's been talking. So they saw him, they cried out. He said, hey, man, chill out. Be of good cheer. Relax. It's me, Jesus. Remember the one that saved you? To come walking by when you was in the fishing boat in the nets, told you, come on, follow me. It's me. Relax. It's God. When God goes to a funeral, he tears things up. When he goes to weddings, it's me, God said. I got the power over the enemy. And when I come through, things happen. People get messed up. They get turned upside down. They get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Woo! Because the shackle get free. And then, hey, I don't know about you. But if you ever been bound up and then you get set free, it ain't going to mean a little patty cake. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know what it's like. Talking about a special visit. The devil has special visits. I had a special visit from him when I was about 4 years old. Through my grandpa. My grandpa, I thought he hung the moon. Let me tell you how subtle. He gave me my first chew of tobacco. My first dip of snuff. Then the struggle was on. And look, when you craving something and you try to put it down and you try to quit, you try to stop, and you try to quit being bad, you try to quit cussing out your husband, and you try to be good. Come on. You try to go to church and something just keeps pulling on you and pulling on you and pulling on you. You try to quit those drugs. You try to quit getting drunk. You try to quit getting high. And when you finally do quit because Jesus set you free, it ain't no little bitty thing, man. It's all over the place. And he went up into the ship, and the wind ceased. He went up, Sister Kathy. God's always going up. He said, I set you in high places in Ephesians, high above the enemy. Some folks just don't believe that. Their head's always down. They're always talking down, always looking down. Everything's always down. I'm still broke. I'm still getting shut off notice. I still can't pay my bills. Oh, I still feel bad. Jesus didn't go down there. He went up. He went up. I'm going up. I'm going up. I'm going up to the high places. I'm going up. You got to lift your head up. You got to look up. You got to talk up. You got to get up and you got to wake up. And you ain't never got to shut up. Ah! Woo! Jesus, I love you, man. You're so cool. Woo! All right. You got to shut up. Keep praising his name. I'm going to tell him what he's done for me, what he's done for my family. Woo! What he's done for my kids. what he does for my church family, what he does in this city. I ain't got to shut up. When I was lost, I didn't shut up. I tell some of the awfulest, meanest, nastiest stuff, gossip, woo, wretched stuff, didn't shut up. The wars with the saints. So now, he said it's a special visit. Oh, hold on. And the wind ceased. When the presence of God, when you let Jesus come up to you, and let the presence of God come upon you, and you just kind of hear what he said. He says, me, relax. You're not going to hurt you. The wind's going to stop. The struggle's going to quit. The fight's going to go away. Elder Robert, there's going to be no more struggling. No more fighting. No more calling Jesus a ghost. All right. Jesus is coming. He's looking for the faithful. I'm telling you, y'all better hear me. The Holy Ghost said Jesus is coming. He's coming. He's coming, Elder. He's coming. He's coming. Coming straight to me and you. And we're going to give an account. You never know when Jesus is going to drop in. General Patton, he used to drop in on them soldiers all the time. Buddy, they better come to attention. They better be marching to the beat, the vision that he had planned, Pastor. He had a plan for war. He had a way. He'd come to check on them. An hour that you think not. Brother Richard, would you mind looking on a couple pews right back there? And there's a paddle. I need a paddle. Will you bring that, please? Where'd Nicholas go? Oh, no. Okay. This is how it works. Thank you, Brother Richard. This is what God showed me, Pastor. This is how it works. See, verse 48, and he saw them toiling and rowing. They were struggling and rolling. Now, y'all listen good. This is how it works. When we get saved, Brother Casey, can you put that picture of them toiling? Can y'all see that? See them disciples in that boat? This right here is a picture of the church. I never knew that. God showed me in prayer. He sent the disciples. He said, y'all go to the other side. He went to a mountain to pray. He's going to make intercession. He told them somewhere to go. Y'all get in that boat and go across. Y'all go to Bethsaida. Go to cross it. That's right. Go to cross it. Yeah! Go to cross it. That's right. Go to cross it. Woo, help me, Jesus, get this out. Everybody's got a row. See, everybody's got to row. Everybody has got to row. Everybody has got to row. There's some wind against this thing. Everybody's got to row. Here's how it happens. When you get saved, when you first get saved, you get a paddle. Hey, when you go in the army and you're the lowest private, the first thing they give you is a gun, right? In God's army, you get a boat and a paddle. Everybody's got a row. Everybody's got a row. Everybody. This is what he showed me. This makes sense. He said the struggle was where? With the saints. And the struggle was with the saints rowing. Because everybody ain't rowing. Come on. Everybody ain't rowing, Pastor. God spoke to me. He said, hey, everybody ain't rowing. The name of the message tonight is, let me see you paddle. God said, let me see you paddle. It's a special visit from the Holy Ghost. The commander of the army, he's dropping in. He said, let me see you paddle, Brother Steve. Everybody's got a row. Look, it's what he showed me. God ain't picking on you. Everybody's in that boat. The whole church. He ain't singling nobody out, Pastor. Woo! You're not alone. Hey, he said they were struggling rowing because the wind was against them. He said, let me see you paddle. You're not alone. Everybody. Look, when these disciples got put in this boat, they ain't been saved very long, Pastor. You read the Bible. This was before the upper room. All of them had a paddle. Come on. They were paddling before they got filled with the Holy Ghost. Woo! If I'm called to preach, I got a paddle. If I'm on the praise team, I got a paddle. If I'm working the sound system, I got a paddle. Hey. See, the devil is a liar and the father of all lies. But see, I'm going to tell you about the confusion of the called. The confusion of the called. Half the saints, they ain't called to row. I ain't called to row. Little confusion in our callings. I'm a prophet. I'm a teacher. I'm an evangelist. I'm over the kitchen. I do the yard. I ain't got a row. Some confusion with those callings. There's a bunch of gifts, see. Come here, Brother Robert, if you don't mind, can I borrow you? Will you take this paddle and just row? I'll show you. Just row. Now, Robert, he's going after God, man. He's headed to the other side. He's winning. He's going after this city. He's going after the lost. He's breaking down strongholds over people's finances. He's rowing. It's what God showed me. It's what God showed me. He's rowing. I ain't called to row. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? I ain't signed up for all this rowing, Elder Rob. You're doing so good. He just a rowing. Man, hey, you know what? I got the gift. I got the gift of preaching. But I ain't called to row. I ain't got to intercede. God said, let me see your paddle. There's a war for this city. He's rowing. Going after him saying, hey, you know what? There's a lot of folks in this city that ain't saved. You ought to see them. Doing all kind of stuff. But I ain't called to row. When we ever going to get there? I'm getting seasick. This is taking forever. What I saw. I ain't called a row. The same. You can take a break, Elder Robert. You're awesome. He is faithful. I'm borrow you again in a minute. You have your chair back. Thank you. God's got a plan for this city. He said, you can't say I just got saved. I ain't got a row. We'll see our paddle tonight. I ain't gifted like y'all. I don't understand the things of God like y'all. I ain't had no churching. I don't know how to talk like y'all. So I don't row. Ooh, I'm going to let you row, Pastor. You row so good. How many times have we said that? Listen, it don't matter that the wind is blowing. Jesus didn't say go across that lake, that sea, to the other side unless the wind blows. He didn't say, hey, y'all, look, meet me over in Bethsaida, but if it comes up a wind, y'all can go back home. Look, the wind, you can't see where it comes from. You don't know when it's going to start. You don't know when it's going to stop. But you can feel it. You can feel it. And it's against you. It's against this move of God because it's against the saints, because the saints won't row. The same wind. The wind is like your circumstances. If I didn't have this job, I'd row. If I have all these problems going on in my life right now, I'd row. If all this wasn't against me, Jesus, I would be rowing. But I started out rowing and it got tough. I gave it up. I ain't rowing no more. The same winds blow against Pastor. They blow against you and me. Let me show the other picture, Brother Casey. That's what we like. Ain't no wind. Smooth sailing. He ain't got a paddle. He just holding on to it so it don't fall out. Sun's shining. The seas are calm. If things start getting tough, I quit on God. But yet God called me out of darkness into light. Saved my soul. And when it gets tough, I want to quit. He said, let me see your paddle. There's some that's confused in this calling. I ain't going to row. I ain't gonna fight for that revival. I don't want to row for that revival. I want to watch. I want to come and watch. I want to come watch this praise team pour themselves out on these guitars and drums and keyboard, sing their hearts out. I want to watch. It ain't like I like it now. I'm just saying. Might go. Watching. How many have we watched row? Jesus. Does this make sense? And then those winds, they're blowing against us. Jesus had the same winds hitting him. He came, Pastor. Brother Casey, will you put that other picture back, please, for me? I thank you, Brother Casey, for helping me. Those winds blow. They're not ever going to stop. Jesus said, if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. Hey, if it was hard for me, if I had to pray in Gethsemane, you're going to have a Gethsemane. Keep on rowing. Keep on rowing. I don't understand. He didn't call us to understand. I don't know how to witness. He said, row. Give it a shot. Tell them what Jesus is doing at this revival, what he's doing on Sunday mornings here. About the people getting set free and the miracles. Tell him what God is doing here. Yeah. Tell him how he's changing our lives. You can witness like that. That's rowing. That's rowing. That's rowing. That's rowing. The winds are going to be against you. Let me tell you where a lot of wind comes from. People. A lot of hot air. Blowing, ain't it, Pastor? That whiny wind. I don't want to row. I'm too tired to row. I don't want to get up and go to Sunday school. I don't want to help somebody else with their ministry. I don't want to help somebody else get a breakthrough. Woo! I don't want to row. I don't want to get a breakthrough for myself. Oh! Whiny winds. Whiny winds will blow against you. Whiny. He didn't call us to whine. Jesus did not come walking on the water all the way across that lake because they were whining. He come across that lake because he had somewhere for them to go, Pastor, and they wasn't getting there. He said, I said, we're going across, and I'm coming to see to it. How long do you think somebody can sit beside you and watch you row? You be wanting to throw them overboard. Grab your paddle, man. How long? Come on. Everybody, it's called to row. There's those that whine about the rowing. Jesus, I don't like this. I'm getting blisters. Are we there yet? I can't see where I'm going. I don't understand this thing called faith. I don't know how to walk it out. I don't know how to wait on God. I don't how to know how to hear from Him. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know you're going to help me. And they whine. Then they'll throw it down. Defeat comes in. If there's defeat in your life, you've quit rowing. If there's defeat in your life, you've quit rowing. You quit praying. You quit pulling down strongholds. You quit going toe-to-toe with the devil. Woo! Somewhere, you quit rowing. Then there's this other kind of rower. Glory be to God. Like Pastor. Jesus, I don't care how hard the winds blow. I'm rowing. We going to the other side. I don't care if I got to row by myself. Woo! Hey, this boat's heavy. Needs some dead weight. But I'm going to row. I'm going to row. I'm going to row. Sooner or later. Woo! Took her, bless her heart, took her a long time to get me to get my paddle and help row. There's a job to do. God didn't call us and save us. He didn't say you to get saved and go to church. Jesus. God said, I love you and I got a plan for your life. And sometimes you got to row. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it don't feel good. You can't tell when it's going to stop. I don't know how long this battle's going to last. But watch, Pastor, I ain't quitting. I'm going. I know what God said. God said if I'd row, He'd see me through. I'm going to make it to the other side. What's wrong with y'all? What y'all scared of? I don't know when it's going to quit, but I'm rowing. I'm not sure when the breakthrough's coming, but I ain't quitting because it's coming. It's coming. Marcirillo said it's 100% victory. 100% of the time. I don't know how long it's going to take for this marriage gets where it ought to be. But I ain't quitting. I ain't quitting. Keep praying for my wife. Keep praying for my husband. I'm praying for my kids. I don't know when they're going to get saved. But I ain't quitting rowing. Woo! The devil is a liar. I don't care how hard this wind blows. How long it blows. How dark it is. Rowing. Going, I'm doing what God said to do. He said, if you'll get a word from me and stand on my word, woo! If you'll pray and pull down strongholds, things in your life will change. Keep on rowing. Let me see your paddle. He sent revival to this city. He's looking for our paddles. Almost through, y'all. Sorry, y'all. Almost through. A couple more things. Did you know if everybody rows on one side, Pastor, we go in circles? I'm only rowing for the part I like to row for. I'm only going to row for the revival. I'm only going to row for deliverance. We'll go back this way. If you're only rowing on one side, the boat ain't going nowhere. You're going to be in that wind a long time. Going in circles. How long are you going to circle this mountain? How long are you going to circle, row on the side of, I go to church, and I pay my tithes. I ain't fasting. I ain't hooking up with this vision. It's not my gift. Rowing on one side. That's why we don't ever get anywhere. That's why we don't ever get anywhere, Pastor. That's why we don't prosper. What side are you rowing on? It takes everybody, everybody, everybody on both sides in unity. Two anointings rowing in unity. Everybody, 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 everybody's rowing. We're going to take this city. You know what? The wind isn't the only hindrance. It's those three, four back that ain't rowing. Two or three paddling, one skip. Two or three paddling, one skip. Come on. Jesus said, I don't like it when you look warm. I don't like lukewarm. I don't like lukewarm coffee either, Pastor. I like lukewarm water. It's going to get a little bit, Jesus. Throw my paddle down there. I make a splash. They think I'm doing something. I learned how to talk like them church folks now. I done been in this boat a little while. I kind of fooled my way through on Sunday. Yeah, woo! Pull over here a minute. I get a word online. And like God's talking to me like I've been rowing. Because I got a gift. Ain't nobody looking. Pastor say something. Well, row. Come on. Come on. Woo! Yes, Pastor, I'm rowing. I'm with this vision. It down. Hey, let me tell you something. You can row and you can row steady, but you can halfway row. The more you put that paddle deep in that water, woo, it gets a little harder to pull. You kind of graze the top. Look busy. Man, I'm making splashes. I'm making waves. This boat's really moving. They ain't going to know it if I slack off. Listen, God is so amazing. He's so amazing. Does this make sense? God's got a plan for my life. It's not my name on a plaque on the side of that pew, and I get mad if you get in it. It's not reserved parking. He didn't down the cross so I could have my own parking spot outside. Y'all better not get in my space. He's got a plan. I'm telling the truth. It's not so I can look anointed, Sister Holly. It's not so I can talk like I'm anointed. He said, we got a place to go. I don't care if you just got saved. You've been saved. You speak in tongues. You interpret tongues. We got a role. Because, look, in Mark 6:54, and when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him and ran through that whole region round about and began to carry out about in beds those who were sick where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that he might touch if it were the hem of their garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. He said, there's some people waiting for you. Not just for pastor. Waiting for you. Say me. There is some people waiting for me on the other side of this lake. Look at how they arrived. Wide open revival, deliverance. They was bringing the sick in. The dead was being raised. The lost were getting saved. He used the newly saved disciples. He used the older saved disciples. He used everybody who's in that boat, because when they arrived in the power of the Holy Ghost, because the presence of Jesus was with them. And people began to throng them and run after them and say, hey, what have you got? I need your help. I need your help. They ain't looking. They see God is with you. That's all they know. They ain't asking how long you've been saved or how long you've been in church or how anointed you are or what your ability is. They say, I need some help, Sister Holly. I don't want to do these things no more. And I see the presence of God is on you. And then they go out and they bring in all these people. Hey, my son needs help. My daughter, my neighbor. And they start bringing those that wouldn't normally come themselves. They start inviting them to church. Bringing them to where God is. Now check this out. Almost through, I promise. Never saw this before last night. Look real close. This is cool. Verse 45, when he told them to go, he told them, he said, straightway, he constrained his disciples to get into the ship, go to the other side unto Bethsaida. They did. They got in the boat, went through all this wind, struggling. Jesus came, walked on water, calmed the wind. They didn't land in Bethsaida. They landed in Gennesaret. There's a reason that's in there, man. He wasn't filling up ink in the Bible here. Ain't no dead spaces. Look, Bethsaida means the place of nets. He said, y'all get in that boat and go to Bethsaida. I'm going up here to pray. I'm supposed to go make intercession for you. My word is going to confirm your word with signs, wonders following. Y'all going to the place of nets. Nets is what you catch fish in. He said, I'll make you fishers of men if you'll get in that boat. And if you'll row, don't worry about the wind. Just keep on rowing. To the land of nets, where you catch men and women and kids for the glory of God. Woo! To the place of nets. They got the wine. They did. Woo. He's struggling, and he had to come out there, make a special visit. He wanted to see their paddle. But the Bible says, verse 53, and when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. That means heart-shaped. Heart-shaped. By the time they quit struggling, they let God come up on them, let him speak to them, quit calling him a ghost, started recognizing what God's wanting to do in your life. Start recognizing and come to realization that I'm bought with a price. I'm going to stand before Jesus. He's coming. They anchored in a place that was heart-shaped. Their heart had finally come into the shape of surrender. Woo, that's good. When they finally got to where they was going, their heart was shaped in the shape of surrender. And when their heart was shaped in surrender, revival was in the land. They come running. And when they surrendered, let me tell you, when they surrendered, verse 51, and he went up unto them, and then wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves, beyond measured, and wondered. They couldn't contain themselves. Hey, they could not hold back. There was a fire shut up in their bones. They couldn't hold it in. They had to talk about it at the Huddle House and at Walmart, on Facebook, everywhere they went. They were amazed in themselves beyond measure. I can't believe I ain't been rowing. Woo, I'm so glad I'm rowing now. I can't believe I ain't been with it. Jesus, I'm getting with it tonight. Woo! Beyond measure. Getting with it. Y'all, I thank y'all for listening. If you would everybody please stand? Jesus, you're so amazing. And let me tell you, it's real, real easy. All you have to do is come up here to the altar. Would you play? And you cry out. That's what they did. They cried out to him. Said, you know what, Jesus? I haven't been rowing. I haven't been rowing. All you got to do is just tell him the truth. Threw my paddle down for whatever reason. I'm only a part-time rower. Sometimes I row, sometimes I don't. Come on and let his presence come upon you. And he'll speak to you. And let him speak to your heart. He's right where you are. Whatever he says, don't call him a ghost. He will show you. He will show you. Let him come upon you, Lord. You're so amazing, Jesus. Speak to my heart, Lord. Come upon me, Jesus. Right here, God. Right in these headwinds, God. Right in the middle of these circumstances that I'm in tonight, Jesus. I'm not waiting until the sun comes out. Just cry out to him. Cry out, Jesus. Forgive me, God. Forgive me, God.